You may be one of them.
You may be one of them.
You got a ring on your finger?
You got a ring on your finger?
Yeah.
If you're related, you know, closely to a player.
Family. Mm-hmm.
Bells on your toes.
If you got family. If you're a member of the faculty or the staff.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're, you know, lots of things will get you in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, it's called The Response. Are you familiar with that? The Response. It's a little get-together. It's going to happen in a large athletic facility in Houston, Texas, tomorrow. It's that thing that the governor, you know, invited all the other governors of U.S. America to come to, and I think he's got two of them showing up. The Response is sponsored by the American Family Association, which is a conservative Christian advocacy nonprofit. The rally follows the association's statement of faith, which includes that the Bible is inspired, it is infallible, and it is the authoritative word of God. That has got about 16 rabbis pretty upset. And 50 different religious leaders have, in fact, signed a letter asking Rick Perry to reconsider speaking at the, or taking part in the Response, which is tomorrow in Houston. See how all that plays out. Story in Politico this morning.
Hmm?
Yes.
What's wrong? If those are his beliefs, which according to him, that's what he believes.
Sure.
Those are the beliefs he espouses. What's the problem?
Well, obviously these people may not see that that's the thing that he should do, and they just want to go on record is all I can figure. By his actions, the letter says, Governor Perry is expressing an official message of endorsement of one faith over all others, thereby sending an official message of religious exclusion and preference to all Texans who do not share that faith.
Well, just because, but and I understand their concern, but you're really taking it to the extreme. That's almost as if to say that, all right, if he goes to church, how is that not any different?
Well, that's not nearly as public as taking part. I presume he's going to have a speaking role in the Response tomorrow. I have no idea.
What if he has a normal speaking role at his church?
He may, but what I don't know that he necessarily does. But going into church, and again, what happens behind closed doors may in fact be different. They're probably going to have cameras there, and I would venture to say that he probably is promoting cameras to be there. It's a calculated risk, but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
finish your thought.
Well, it's a calculated risk, but obviously his handlers believe that the pluses outweigh the minuses.
Let me be perfectly clear. It smacks of politics. Okay, I mean it doesn't pass the smell test.
What smacks of politics?
Both the event itself,
right.
And the response to the response,
that.
If you will.
I'll there, agree.
It smacks of politics on both sides. I guess my point that what I take umbrage with is if you have a person, man or woman, who is a member of a congregation and that is where they go and that is what they believe, then you are essentially asking them to water down their faith. And who are you, even if you disagree with their stance, to ask someone to water down their faith? You have no right to do that because we are free in this country to be free to practice our religion, but we are also free from religion. There are a lot of people who don't like that statement, but when a person of another faith or order or religion or however you want to categorize it, attacks a person, if you will, or criticizes a person for their faith, you at the very least, you are passively saying you should be more in line with my beliefs. That makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't think they're saying that. I think in the letter, what they're saying, no, I think what they're saying in the letter is by you being here, you are, as a obviously governmental official, we feel our religious freedoms are threatened when a government official promotes religion, especially one religion over all others. Now, maybe he is going to go speak at some Jewish gathering or some other faith. He may be doing that. I don't know. This is the only one we know about.
Right.
I hear where you're coming from, and
it's a dangerous path.
Oh, sure,
it's a dangerous path. Once again, you know, we swat flies with sledgehammers, and I'll be the first one to say that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm taking this to an extreme of where could we end up. But, you know, long is the list of things that we started off with a minor
one step.
One step,
sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and and I'll turn it around, okay? It would be no different than if the governor was Jewish and the governor was going to a Jewish prayer rally. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. I don't feel like he is, you know, I feel like he is exercising his faith at that point in a way that he is comfortable doing. Now, again, I balance it all out by saying, I'm not trying to play both sides here. It smacks of politics on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest there. But at the same time, I have no inherent problems with him ostensibly practicing his faith in a public setting if that's what he believes. I'm not threatened by that.
No, and that's so the event, it's called, again, call to response. We'll see how the media handles it, different media and how they come about it, the directions. Pretty interesting story today in Politico about a couple of folks who are well-known in Republican politics in Texas. Texas is a big state, and folks who have been here a long time remember we used to kind of have two Democrat parties. Mm-hmm. You had your Ralph Yarborough Democrats, and you had your John Connally Democrats, who were really Republicans, but you couldn't get elected as a Republican in Texas.
And they didn't like each other.
That's right.
Ralph and John didn't.
Well, now you got your George W. Republicans, and you got your Rick Perry Republicans. Now, there's a bit of a split blanket there. Right there stands Karl Rove. And, of course, you understand that Karl Rove was the architect of two very successful campaigns for president and a successful campaign for governor for W. But what you need to remember is in 1998, when Bush was running for re-election as governor and Rick Perry was running for lieutenant governor, there was Karl Rove, who, by the way, was the guy who helped Perry launch his career. It was Karl Rove who convinced him to become a Republican after he was elected to the state legislature as a Democrat. And it was Karl Rove who advised him on his successful campaign as ag commissioner. Then when we got to lieutenant governor, he wanted to go negative in his campaign, and the Rove folks said, don't do that. Don't go negative. There's no reason for you to. You have a large lead in the race. Guess what? He didn't have a large lead in the race. In a race that pitted two fat and take zaggies against one another,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he squeaked it out over John Sharp. So ever since then, it's kind of been, Carl, if I need anything out of you, I'll squeeze your little balding head. And so now, as Rick Perry is standing there on the diving board, presumably about to make the plunge, what's going to happen to these two somewhat influential Republicans in this great old big state? And the other thing is that Karl Rove has been putting together packages of money through a PAC to support different candidates. So what happens to all those folks who have been giving money to Karl Rove for an anti-Obama campaign, if Rick Perry becomes the party's nominee for a national-level office? They going to keep giving money to Rove, or they going to slide it over to Perry? So see what happens between those two movers and shakers. But Texas is a big state. We're all inclusive. We can all get along, can't we?
No.
Oh, okay, probably can't. All right, so anyway.
No.
So that, I mean,
we can't even get along on city council.
Yeah. Yeah.